Welcome back to the Press Box on Breeders' Cup Week. And my great host, as always, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, Breeders' Cup 2021 at Del Mar.
Let's go. The first of two shows this weekend to talk about Future Stars Day. And before we get into breaking it down, we'll remind you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Gene, I think the Breeders' Cup breaking things up into 2 days, a great idea, and, of course, Friday is all about the future.
You know, Buzzy, when Mr. Gaines first started the Breeders' Cup, we had seven races, and, you know, it took him forever to get this thing done, and now it's grown to 2 days and 14 races, and you know, I just know that Mr. Gaines would be very, very proud. 38th version, I think I was counted up the other day. I've been to 33 of the 38. Will not be at Del Mar for this one, but 33 out of the 38. I was at Del Mar when they had it 4 years ago, but it's tremendous. It's been great. It's been exactly what Mr. John Gaines wanted when he envisioned it. And this version may be as exciting and as wide open as any of them.
Wow. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started with it. Let's start with the 5-furlong juvenile turf sprint.
Juvenile turf sprint, Buzzy. You know, these are dominated in many ways by the Europeans who have come in force. In my handicapping, I got the top two being European-based. Twilight Gleaming is my top pick in here, Buzzy. Won a race over in France last time out for the career, has raced four times, two wins, 2 seconds, is a stalker, working well, second in a group two at Ascot. You know, just seems to have this is a Wesley Ward horse, I should say, and Twilight yeah. Gleaming has been based in, you know, the United States, broke its maiden on the dirt at Keeneland and going away, then won at Belmont, then was shipped over and ran at Ascot. So Twilight Gleaming, although Irish bred, has been an American-based horse for Wesley Ward, looks, I think, tremendous. Armor is my second point. Averly Jane, another horse trained by Wesley Ward, is undefeated, 4-for-4, just dominated. Last time out, drew off and was, you know, just been tremendous. You know, Buzzy, I am going to go with Twilight Gleaming as my top pick here. I do think you spread out in the pick threes, pick fours, pick fives.
Yeah.
But Twilight Gleaming is going to be my top pick in this one to kick off the Breeders' Cup 2021.
That's the juvenile turf sprint at 5 furlongs. Now we go to the mile and the 16th juvenile fillies.
Yeah, and this one is a condensed field of only 6. But I'm going to go with Juju's Map, winner of the Alcibiades at Keeneland, the grade 1 Alcibiades. She broke her maiden at Ellis Park, trained by Brad Cox, ridden by Florent Giroux. This really has been two turns, and I think that gives her a huge edge coming in here, a mile and the 16th. This filly just looks so tremendous in making that second turn. She'll be going up against a great one, a potentially great one. It's hard to say when you got 2-year-olds, but Echo Zulu, trained by Steve Asmussen, a daughter of Gunrunner, is undefeated, 3-for-3. Has not been two turns yet, Buzzy, and that's really kind of the difference, I think, in giving the lean here to Juju's Map. But there's a horse in here that you can't throw out either, and that's Hidden Connection, trained by Brett Calhoun. Ridden by Relu Gutierrez, who's going to be making his first appearance in a Breeders' Cup. One was first in the Grade 3 Pocahontas and just ran off in that race at Churchill Downs. I'm going to go with Juju's Map on top, but I'm going to use Juju's Map with Hidden Connection in my exactas, Buzzy.
So from the Juvenile Fillies, let's go to the Juvenile Fillies turf. Big field in that one, distance of 1 mile on the turf.
Yeah, and this is, I'm going to go with a long shot in here, Buzzy. 8-to-1 in the morning line, Consumer Spending, trained by Chad Brown. We both know, and everybody should know by now, Chad Brown has made his living on the grass and, you know, turning back many of the Europeans in the past. Consumer Spending, I think, is one, the Salima Stakes last time out. in 3 starts, 2 wins, 1 second. True closer and loves to close very, very fast. Kind of typical of Chad Brown's horses, honestly.
Right.
You know, I really think Consumer Spending will be making a big late run. There's a horse in here I'm going to use, Buzzy, 30-1 in the morning line, and a horse I really think has a huge chance. Another trained by Chad Brown, going to be ridden by Tyler Gaffleone, Hottie. Hottie just broke her maiden at Keeneland, but she did it in her second career start after being DQ'd in her first start when she won as well. So at 30-1, I think she'll come way down off those odds. But if you get half of that price, I think it's worth taking a big shot here. Consumer Spending, I'm going to key. I am going to use Hottie. I can't go without mentioning California Angel, based at Indiana Grand. This horse won the Indian or the Jesmond, first in the grade two Jesmond at Keeneland. Cost $5,500. Trained by George Leonard. One of the great stories. We're going to have a lot of rooting interest. What a great guy this George Leonard is. You gotta be feeling for this horse, California Angel. Don't know if she matches up yet, but you can't help but root for a guy like that.
Okay, so that's the Juvenile Fillies Turf, and now we go to the Juvenile, 1/16. Boy, an outstanding field right here.
Yeah, Buzzy, and this one, you know, is always a big lean towards the Kentucky Derby, just a few months away now. It seems to come faster and faster as older I get, Buzzy. But I'm going to go with Jack Christopher. There's a couple in here that have gotten all the pub coming in. Jack Christopher will be shipping in from the East Coast, trained by Chad Brown, ridden by Jose Ortiz, first in the Champagne, a perfect 2-for-2. Likes the speed, it can stalk a little bit, I think. Was taken back in his last race and rated very well. Got a good education. I think that's the kind of strategy they will employ on Friday in the Juvenile. I really think this horse has got a tremendous upside. 9-5 favorite, which is a little troubling by Munnings. But Jack Christopher is going to be my top pick. I am going to use a long shot underneath in Double Thunder, 20-1. Trained by Todd Pletcher, a son of Super Saver, who was a Derby winner, and out of the Tappet mare, Buzzy. Second in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland, 5 lifetime starts, 3 wins. He's a deep, deep, deep closer. You won't see him until you see the whites of their eyes, as they say, and, you know, at the quarter pole. But, you know, he will not be racing with Lasix, which is a difference maker in these great stakes races. Cornish is the big favorite on the West Coast, a son of Quality Road, trained by Bob Bedford. I am not going to use Cornish. I think he's a bet against for me in this race. I think the Jack Christopher will have his way in the Juvenile.
All right, so from the Juvenile to the Juvenile Turf, which I believe is the final event on the Futures Day, on Friday, the first day of the Breeders' Cup, the Juvenile Turf, 1 mile.
You know, this is another one, Buzzy, that you got to look at the European connections. Tis the Bomb, trained by Kenny McPeak, you know, has been just tremendous in his career so far. 4 starts, 3 wins. You know, his win last time out in the Bourbon Stakes was tremendous because not only the way he did it, but the way he started it. He broke through the gate before the race ever started. If you'll remember that race, Buddy, he breaks through the gate, and drops out, and the outriders have to gather him up, put him back in the race. And I've never seen a horse do that and then come back and win. This horse not only won, he dominated. He's by a sire called Hit It A Bomb, which, to be honest, I don't know much about, but out of a Tisnell mare. And I really think that the American contingency is going to lean on Tis the Bomb. But the three Europeans I really like are Al Bahar, trained by Charlie Appleby, a son of Dubawi or whatever. You'll have to pronounce that, Dubawi.
Dubawi.
Yeah, I'm going to let you pronounce that, Buzzy. Frankie Dettori is going to get his first win in this year's Breeders' Cup. You know, Frankie loves to fly and dismount. But, you know, he was first in the Summer Stakes up at Woodbine. So he's been here in North America on the continent for a while. Al Bahar is going to be my top pick. Tis the Bomb. Dubai Legend is 4-1, trained by Palmer and ridden by James Duell. Would have been probably my top pick, but he drew the dreaded 14 hole, which is a very difficult spot to come from. There is a long shot in here that I think you got to use as we close up, Buzzy, and that's a horse by the name of Slipstream. Slipstream's 12-1, trained by Christophe Clement, ridden by Joel Rosario, who's just been tremendous this year. First in the grade three futurity, four starts, two wins, one third. This horse is a nice stalker, and I think we'll have a perfect trip. But Albahan, Tis the Bomb, and then a couple of long shots. I'm going to use the Bowie Legend Portfolio Company and Slipstream. Use Slipstream, I'm telling you. At those kind of odds, I think this horse is going to have a legitimate shot.
Obviously, there's something there about the one-mile distance because I just know enough to be dangerous. But you mentioned Albahar. You mentioned Dubawi Legend. And then Modern Games, all sons of Dubawi.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny. You know, I haven't been able to go back through my spreadsheet just yet. But, you know, you start to see pedigrees start to show up predominantly, Buzzy. You know, Dubawi shows up quite a bit. You know, obviously a European sire. You start to see some of these other horses on the broodmare sire as well. You know, just they start to, you know, you start to see their names over and over and over. And it that makes you believe that they have the pedigree, especially in these grass races, to do very, very well. And so pedigree does become a handicapping tool, I think, particularly in the Breeders' Cup.
Okay, here's the thing to remember. You get all Gene's picks for the Friday card and, of course, for the Saturday card and all of that as well. You can do that at the PressBox, LTS.com. The PressBox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, big, big weekend. Hope you and yours have a great one, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. This is what makes the racing game so spectacular, so much fun. You got all these races, all of which are full of chock full of great horses. Handicapping becomes a premium, but also you know there are going to be some long shots. It's trying to find those nuggets, Buzzy, and it makes them more interesting than any race day or 2 days outside of our Kentucky Derby.
All right, Junior, have a great weekend. Love you, my man.
Love you too, brother. Crawl safe. See you soon, bud.
Yeah, talk tomorrow. See you.
Bye.